Thank you to maybe your friend or Leibowitz for the introduction. I wanted to speak just a little bit, a few words. I'm sure there's a busy schedule tonight. I know that I have a busy schedule tonight as well. But just already to be able to be together, to sit together, stand a little in a room, and share words of Torah is, we have to believe, at a time like this in the world, where the world is literally and figuratively burning, we have to believe that all of the Torah that we're learning, all the shirim that you're getting every single day, that are going on wherever we are in the world, in Mayim El HaTorah is putting out the fires. You have to believe that. You have to know that. So, it's almost Shabbos. And there's a ma'aseh with the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, Baal Tanya, more halachically minded here at the Shulchan Aruch Harav as well, that he was one time walking down the street and a Jew who was irked by the way the Rebbe was dressed. Maybe he didn't like his long beard. The Alter Rebbe, even though the Minhag Chabad nowadays not to have payas, he had payas. He was bothered by the way the Rabbi looked. And he said, "Hey Rabbi, don't you think it's time to get with the times a little bit? I mean, like, enough with the long beard, the long coat, the payas, the whole thing. Like, didn't you hear? It's like, time to get with the times." And the Alter Rebbe looked at the group of Hasidim who were with him, and he said, "He's so right, we have to get with the times." And he started on the spot giving a mimer on the Parshas HaShavua. He said, to live with the times means to know what's going on in the Torah. That's the time. What else is there in the times? That's what we're living with. We're living with the Parshas HaShavua. So I wanted to speak a little bit about youth and old age. They'll say, what does youth and old age have to do with the Parsha? So I hope by the end that question will be understood. In the world, there is a balance. Especially, I just turned 30. At the age of 30, you start to balance, you know, beginning to think about it, and I've been struggling with this for a while. You know, when do you start moving into adulthood? When do you decide, like, I should really probably tuck in my shirt now? Like, that's probably, like, people expect that. And when do you say, you know, it's good to maintain a youthfulness about oneself? It's a balance. There are great benefits to both. Youth and old age come with a whole set of variables which can influence and enhance a person's life, but you have to know when to use the right mechanism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Medrash tells us in the Mechilta, and the Mechilta is describing the Shiras Hayam in Parsha Dalid. The Medrash describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodo b'atzma is able to manifest himself, and we're able to be receivers of a hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes youthful, sometimes old. The Mechilta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Hashem Ish Milchama. Why? Because Lefi Shenigla Al Hayam Ki Gibor Osei Milchama. At the Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself like a Gibor Osei Milchama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself like a person who was girded for war, young, adventurous, brave, outgoing. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself anthropomorphically at Har Sinai like an old man, Malei Rachman, Kezakin Malei Rachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes that balance, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, if he wanted to manifest himself in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, Bein Yachduso Kmo B'Shum Ponim, like the Rambam says. So if Hashem is showing us different facets, so to speak, that we're makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a facet of being young and old at the same time, and we have to speak about what that means, and try to learn how to do that ourselves. Avram Avinu, the first Jew. Avram Avinu, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, on Daf Tzadi Zayin Mabez, was a king and a politician. He was a tzadik, Yisod Olam, of course. But Avram Avinu had a matbeya. He printed coins for himself. And the Gemara says, what was the matbeah of Avram Avinu? What did Avram Avinu's coin look like? Yeah, king, you make your own currency. The coin of Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, had two sides, kipshuto. One side had a zakein and a zakena, had an old man and an old woman, and the reverse side had a young man and a young woman. That was what was on the coin of Avram Avinu. The Farshim grapple, try to figure out what is this coin of Avram Avinu? What does that mean that he had an old man and a young man and an old woman and a young woman? There are many different approaches to this. Rav Chil Yaakov Weinberg, no relation, the Sri Deish, in his Sefer Lafrakim, writes that the yisod of the coin of Avram Avinu, the first Jew, the founder of ethical monotheism, Avram Avinu was able to strike that balance. What it means that Avram Avinu had a coin that had an old man and a young man, an old woman and a young woman, is that the matbeah of Avram Avinu in the world, not just the coin, but the matbeah of Avram Avinu in the world was the imprint on the world of being able to strike the balance of being old, level-headed, wise, and at the same time curious and forward-thinking and revolutionary. Without being able to strike that balance, as we're finding in the world today, when you have groups, different groups within the Jewish people pulling backwards and pushing forwards and not able to strike that proper balance, so it's like it's earthquake. You know, it's like the plate tectonic plates that rub against each other and cause earthquakes. But when it happens smoothly, when it happens seamlessly, when we learn how to balance being old and being young at the same time, so then the most beautiful thing takes place. We become students of Avram Avinu, of Sarei Imenu. Am Yisrael, we ourselves are described in various places in Tanakh as being old and being young. B'ni B'chor Yisrael, we're the oldest. We're the firstborn child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, Yirmiyahu describes us as Yelid Shashuim. We're the child, we're the Ben Zakunim, the little kid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds pleasure in. Ask any new parent, even if they've had a bunch of children. When you have a new child in your home, Yelid Shashuim, and we're able to strike that balance. B'ni B'chor Yisrael, we're the oldest. Yelid Shashuim, we're the youngest. Shlomo Melech, the wisest of all men. Shlomo Melech said in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Ateres Zekeinim B'nei Banim B'Tferes Banim Avosam. That the crown of the elderly is B'nei Banim and Tiferes Banim Avosam. And it's not just talking about how the crown of the elderly is their youthful grandchildren and the grandchildren look up to their elders. If a person is able to do this properly, as we'll try to explain, you could be both. You could be your own crown as being youthful, as you're aging, as you're becoming more mature, as you're expanding yourself. And at the same time, in your expansive, revolutionary, forward-thinking, developmental stages, looking backwards and being absolutely certain that you're miyusod on a foundation which is founded in the bedrock of Judaism. The Baal Shem Tov offered the following explanation of what we mean when we say in Shmona Esrei, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. The Baal Shem Tov explained Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu means that our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, has to be a balance of Elokeinu. Hashem is our personal God. He is my God, which is founded in my own way, my own personal relationship with Hashem, which is totally novel, totally unique, totally new. And at the same time, you realize that that could be disastrous, if not for the fact that it's counterbalanced by Elokei Avoseinu. It's counterbalanced with a feeling of looking back, making sure that this God that I've invented, so to speak, for myself, that I've revolutionized for myself, this deep, intimate relationship, which is not just based off of something old, but is something brand new, I have to make sure that that's founded on the old, or else it could spiral out of control. So what really does it mean to be young? What's the yesod of being young? If we had to boil down all the parts of what it means to be young, what would we be left with? What's the linchpin of youth? So I want to read something for you, just a small, I think from the entire book. Anyone here ever read the book of Shlomo? Not Rav Shlomo Kaulbach, Rav Shlomo Freifeld, Rav Shlomo. I think this might be my favorite anecdote. I get to hang out with young people all the time. It's an amazing, amazing little insight into what it means to be young. In a shmooz during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Rav Shlomo explained what it means to be young. He shared a conversation that he had recently had with an elderly woman, Mrs. Gingold. She was a Russian woman of over 100 years who resided in a local nursing home. Reb used to visit her often and speak with her. Freifeld would go, he would speak with this woman. Once he noticed that she wasn't eating her lunch and he inquired about it. In a very matter-of-fact way, she explained that she had started to fast Bahab. You know what Bahab is? My Rebbe said that he one time went to go visit Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he took a bunch of guys to go visit Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and they didn't realize that it was like Bahab. And he said like it was disaster. It was like all these Shana Aleph guys. He's going to show them like a. And I believe it was none other than Binyamin Frager who came out and said, "Whoa, when you daven with the Gadol HaDor, it's like Yom Kippur every day." And they didn't realize that it was Bahab. Bahab is a serious thing. It's like Yom Kippur in the middle of the day. On a regular day, a regular Monday, a regular Thursday, all of a sudden you go to Shacharis. And why you sometimes it catches you off guard, you don't realize they do it, and why you all of a sudden you dive in the main minion. Next thing you know, it's like Bahab, there's Slichos going on, you're like, what is going on? Something happened I didn't hear about, someone dropped a Sefer Torah, like what? This old woman, 100 years old, she started fasting Bahab. Rav Shlomo reacted with surprise that the fast is a chumra maintained only by the most devout, and almost unheard of among elderly and frail like Mrs. Gingold. Listen to this, my son. I don't normally read things inside. She tearfully explained, "Barbara has been my nurse now for years and years. She's been attending to me so faithfully. One day last week, however, she was tired. And when she gave me a shot, she was clumsier than usual. She pricked me with the needle, and in my pain, I shouted at her. She's been so devoted for so long, yet I berated her for one mistake. I apologized several times that how can I have allowed myself to make this happen? I've accepted this fast upon myself in order to complete tshuva for my behavior." Rebbe paused when he completed the story and looked around. Who is old and who is young? You who are in your 20s, 18, 19, 20, but cynical and mistrustful about your ability to change are old. Mrs. Gingold, who is still trying, is young. I hope one day to be young as her. To be young means to be willing to change, to want to change. Rabbi Leibowitz and I had the same privilege, at least for 4 years I had the privilege, him for much longer. And I hope for the yeshiva's sake, for a long time to come, to teach high school. One of the most common questions you get when you teach high school, especially if you play guitar, is something like this. Rebbe, were you always like this? The guitar is a dead giveaway, right? Like, you definitely weren't like this. You know too many pop culture references. There's something about you that I could tell that you didn't always have that beard. Were you always like this? And every single time someone asked me that question throughout the 4 years in high school, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you get that question. The answer has to be, Chas v'shalom, I hope not. Because now, I just turned 30. If when I'm 35, I'm the same when I'm 35 as I am now, I didn't live for 5 years. If tomorrow, I'm not different than I am today, so then I'm getting old, I'm getting stale. To be young means to be willing to change, to be looking to change. To follow the example of an 100-year-old lady who started fasting Bahab because she felt she still hadn't changed some midah inside of her that she needed to fix. That's what it means to be young. To be young means to have aspirations. My daughter, she'll forgive me if this ever gets put on online, and she'll get older one day, Mitzvah Hashem, and she'll listen, and she'll... My daughter is in the stage where she's 2, which is a little bit early for something like this, but she's in the process of moving from diapers to beyond that. Children inherently know. She's so excited about it. She wants to change. She wants to grow. Can you imagine Rahman Watzlan? Can you imagine a child who just wants to be in diapers forever? Can you imagine a child who just wants to crawl forever? To be young means to want to change, to be looking to change. To be old means I'm Mador. That's who I am. I know who I am. I've been with myself for so long, I can't possibly change. Rabbi said there's a machlokas that's not found in any medrash, but it's quoted as a medrash. It's a medrash ne'elam, which is quoted in the beginning of the Ein Yaakov. It's a famous medrash. And I've heard people say over this medrash, I've heard it in Joshua's rabbi speaking in shul, I've heard it in Shmuzin, I've read it in Svarim. I always feel like people stop right before they make the... They make the point that goes, just tips you over the edge. Medrash goes like this. What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Nope? Anyone want to guess? Don't guess the real one if you know it, if you heard this before. Anybody want to guess? Yeah. Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Shema. It's the first thing... It's the first thing that we try to teach our children. One of the first things. It's the dying words of a Jew on their lips. 3 times a day, minimum. It's the battle cry of the Jewish people. It embodies the entire idea of Eino Novado, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all mitzvos ben olam lamakom. That's one opinion. Opinion number 2, v'ahavta rechah kamocha, the embodiment of all mitzvos ben olam lechavero. And then, a pasuk in this week's parsha. And if that wasn't bad enough, the Medrash ends by saying, the halacha is like Ben Pazi, I believe it's the one who said it, that the din is, the most important pasuk in the Torah is, now everybody knows the Vart. What's the Vart? What everyone say? Consistency. One in the morning, one at night, every single day, the carbon talmid. And that's true. That's true. But how does a person maintain that consistency? There's only one way. The only way to maintain the consistency of the carbon tamid is if you keep reapproaching the carbon with a youthful way about you. It's a carbon ola. The carbon is called the carbon ola. The tzaddikim say on the pasuk which describes the carbon ola, that on Shabbos, almost going to be Shabbos, on Shabbos we don't just bring a carbon ola, but we bring extra carbonos. Pasuk says also in this week's parsha, V'yom ha-Shabbos shnei kvasim b'nei shana t'mimim u'shnei esronim solos mincha b'lulav Hashem v'nisko. Olas Shabbos v'shabbaso al olas ha-tamid v'nisko. The carbon ola of Shabbos Kodesh is a carbon ola when we come to Shabbos. Shabbos is this island in time which refreshes us, which rejuvenates us, which is the source of all youth. The Makor HaBracha, Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, which means it's the beginning of the week, it's return. Shabbos Milashon Shuv, to go back to the beginning. Olas Shabbos B'Shabbaso Al Olas HaTamid. The carbon Ola is called the carbon Ola because it's constantly moving us one step further. It's not just the same Pasuk over and over again. That's what always bothered me about that idea. As a kevesa achata sebaboker, one in the morning, one at night, it gets old, it gets stale. But the carbon ola is something different. Olas Shabbos v'shabbaso, the carbon ola every day. The carbon Shabbos, the ola of the carbon Shabbos is carbon Shabbos. What's the carbon? What does it say? Olas Shabbos v'shabbaso, the ola of Shabbos on Shabbos, al olas tamid, goes higher than even the carbon tamid. The Parsha is laced with this idea. It's an undercurrent. Living with the times means we have to look deep in the Parsha. We have to know exactly what the Parsha is telling us. It's laced with this idea of youth. In the middle of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu has to choose a new leader. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to choose his son. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to choose Yehoshua instead. Why is Yehoshua chosen? Yehoshua is chosen because Yehoshua is a nar. Yehoshua is youthful. Yehoshua is one of the only one who can make it from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Because he's able to change. Everybody knows. What was the problem with the Maragon? They wanted to stay in the same thing. They wanted to be in the same environment forever. They didn't want to change the environment going to Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua was willing to change. He was willing to go back to the source and look again to try to make something new. To balance youthfulness and old age. Listen to this unbelievable description of Yehoshua. Daber Vaidabra Hashem Moshe Panim Panim Kashe Diber Hashem Isha Reyehu Veshavel Machaneu Vesharso Yehoshua Benun Nar Lo Yomash Mitoch Ha'Ola. Yehoshua is the one who's Lo Yomash Mitoch Ha'Ola. That's why he was chosen. Nar Lo Yomash Mitoch Ha'Ola. Says Ibn Ezra Umesharso Yehoshua Benun Nar. Hold on a second. Yehoshua lived for 120 years. And if you do the calculations, because he died right after the Chalukas Ha'aretz, so then Yehoshua was how old? 110 years. The Chachamim Amru, Kishev Hashem Kavish V'Shev Hashanim Chalak. It was 100 years. Then he went into Eretz Yisrael, and he called him a nar. You know how old he was when this pasuk was being said? He was 56 years old. He was a nar. Yeshua was an old man. He was 56. So why was he a nar? So Yeshua knew how to change. Yeshua knew how to move forward. That's one half of the battle. However, as I said before, a person needs to be able to balance youthfulness, vitality, forward thinking, with a sense of old age, of a person who grows from year to year, and realizes that in that change, they need to be looking back. They need to be looking back on something which is older than them. Another famous ma'aseh of the Chabur, we have to review these things. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was one time, there's two different girsas I've seen in different books, either a plane or a train, was sitting next to a Jew who worked in university and taught things that are taught in the university. Rav Yaakov, of course, is a famous Rosh Yeshiva. And this person recognized over and over again that the family of Rav Yaakov, the children, the grandchildren, kept on coming over to him. And they would say, Zadie, do you need a drink? Zadie, do you need something to eat? You need an extra blanket, a pillow, you're comfortable. You need to get up and stretch a little bit, we'll walk you around. And this Yid was sitting next to him. At some point in the ride, leaned over to Rav Yaakov and said, I don't understand. I can't even get my kids to like come over for Yontif meals. And your grandchildren are coming over, your beck and call, everything you possibly could ever need. So Rav Yaakov said, it's very simple. The difference between you and me is that what you teach your children, what I teach my children, is polar opposites. My children, and therefore my grandchildren, look at me as a link back to Har Sinai. Because the pinnacle, the apex of all of humanity the rise of humanity peaked at something called the phenomenon at Sinai. And from there going down, everything needs to be connected to that Makor. So they don't see me as some old guy who, you know, is old fashioned, is not with the times. They see me as somebody who they can look back to as closer to the link at Har Sinai. Whereas you teach your children that we're constantly getting better, we're evolving, technology's improving, everything's improving. And why would they want anything to do with you? They have to be sensitive to that, because it's not just about honoring our grandparents or honoring our parents. It's about understanding that someone with age, someone with perspective, has a lot to offer us. It's Parshas Pinchas. Svarim HaKadoshim say that Pinchas is Eliyahu. How does that work out? It's not for now. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Does it mean that he has a neshama of Eliyahu? Does it mean that he's mamish Eliyahu? Pinchas Eliyahu, who never died, this is an old person, an old time view. The Svarim HaKadoshim, the Chida, the Arizal, before the Chida, and many others point out something that I'm sure you've heard before, but this is the Makor, this is where it's from. That there are many things in the world that we don't know. Some of those things even appear in the book of all books, in our Torah, in the Gemara. Occasionally you come across something called Teiku, right? Teiku, the Svarim say, we've all heard it before, I'm sure. Teiku stands for Tishbi Yataretz Kushyos V'Abayas. Tishbi is going to come, Eliyahu is going to come at the end of days, and he's going to give us the key to understanding all of these things. And the Chida writes, you know why Eliyahu HaNavi Dafka? Like, why Eliyahu HaNavi? Why is he the one who's going to have all the answers? And the answer is very simple. The answer is because with old age comes tremendous wisdom. Eliyahu HaNavi was able to see it all. He was able to experience it all. If he really is Pinchas, in whatever way he is, if he can tap into this Nakuda of Pinchas, if you want to say it in that way, that means that he was there, he received, like the Chida says, he received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kvodo Batzmo, and then he went all the way till the times of Mashiach. Someone with a perspective like that demands that we make use of them. And if we don't have access to Eliyahu HaNavi, we've got to go to people who are older than us, who have been there. I can say with absolute certainty that the people in my life who I'm closest with, both Rebbeim and Talmidim, the Rebbeim are the ones who I seek advice and guidance from because they've been there before me. And Talmidim, there's no question. Someone who can learn well, someone who can, you know, answer up a teretz well, that's all well and good, but somebody who seeks your advice because you're older, and I'm not even that much older than them, and then follows through because they have the humility, they understand that someone who's been there before has the ability to be mitaritz kashas. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who's been there through it all, and he can be mitaritz the kashas. Tishbi yataritz kushos v'abayas. You ever heard the mashal from the Chafetz Chaim? He said that people see we're dealing, like I said in the beginning, with difficult times here. Chafetz Chaim once explained to a person who was troubled by a particular difficulty that they were undergoing, with a mashal, as he was wont to do, tells them the Chafetz Chaim to explain things to the Mishalim. Chafetz Chaim explained to this person that you have all these tainas on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, on the Eibishter, because of what you think the world should look like and what it should be. You don't have the perspective. You don't have the perspective of a person who's been here for a long time. Eliyahu HaNavi is not just coming to answer up the teiku in the Gemara, he's coming up to answer all the teikus, and there are a lot of teikus in the world right now. He's coming to answer the teikus of three precious souls that were taken from the world. He's coming to answer the teiku of the massacre in Merkaz HaRav, if you remember that, a bunch of years ago. He's coming to answer the teiku of every splinter that you ever got, and you said, why did I deserve that? I didn't feel like I deserved that. Someone with perspective, the Chafetz Chaim said, imagine a person comes into a shul and they see that some schlepper, the rabbi, is sitting there up in front, a learned, a wise Talmud Chacham, and some schlepper gets the most chashuv aliyah. And this guy's a tain on the gabbai. Why are you giving the... You have a rav, there's more of the asra. And the gabbai says, do me a favor, you came here for one Shabbos. You don't have the whole view. You don't know everything that's going on. Last week the Rav got the Aliyah. The Gvir in the corner, he's going to get the Aliyah at Mincha. There's a system here. You're young. The wisdom of old age is so necessary because we're so uncertain. We don't know. The words of Torah and any Hirhuri Tshuva that I'm having or that we're having should be for refuah for my brother, Moshe Tzvi, refer to Simcha, who's not well right now. Baruch Hashem, he is well. We just got very good reports today that they did scans and blood work, and Baruch Hashem, he's totally clear. He's going to have to go through 6 months of very difficult therapy just to make sure that nothing comes back, to whatever. We're talking, I went down to go visit him. We're talking, and instead of me going to comfort him, he was trying to comfort me, and you know how it is, a family like that. So he told me that he had recently, you know, I don't remember what his name is, I'm sure somebody here knows what it is, Tuesdays with Maury, what's the guy's name? What is it?
Sean Hannity.
Mitch Albom, there you go, that's what it is. Mitch Albom. Right. So Mitch Albom has this new book. He was telling me a maisa that from this new book. Amazing maisa. This guy had one horse. Loved this horse. And the horse ran away. And some chevra came to him and said, you know, it's really, I'm so sorry. The horse ran away. Such terrible news. He said, maybe. A few days later, the horse comes back. Not only did he come back, but he came back with two friends. That guy has three horses. So the same chevra come back and they say to him, wow, this is unbelievable. Like, the horse ran away, but he came back with two other... This is unbelievable. You're a lucky man. He said, maybe. A few days later, this guy's son was riding on one of the new horses that came back. He fell down, he broke his leg. He said, oh, it's such bad luck that the horses came... If only just you would have had your one horse, and then he wouldn't have been riding on that horse, it never would have happened. What a shame. I said, maybe. The next day, a bunch of soldiers came to draft his son to the army. They saw his leg was broken. I said, I guess we can't draft him. We don't know. We don't have the perspective. Tishbi Ataretz Kushios Ve'Avayos. Tishbi is the one who can come and give us perspective on the whole world. Pinchas. Pinchas, Eliyahu, as the Rishonim write, it's Baruch Chazal even, Pirkei d'Eliezer. This person, Pinchas Eliyahu, whose perspective is old, teaches us what it means to look back on something which is older than us with all of our desire to push forward, with all of our desire to make a revolution in ourselves, in our communities, and to know that it has to be founded on something that comes before us. When a person is able to do that, when a person is able to create the balance, to have the ateras zakenim b'nei bonim, to make sure that the elderliness is balanced with freshness, not to be young, to push forward, like Mrs. Jingold, and at the same time to pull back, to reference Eliyahu Hanavi and others who are older, who are able to answer, who are able to see a larger perspective. When we do that, we're zocha to see the world with eyes of geula. We're zocha to see the world with eyes of redemption. And isn't that what Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to do? This Pinchas, who becomes Eliyahu Hanavi, whose whole goal is to bring about the redemption, this human being / malach is the one who Chazal described at the end of time, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol Vanora. And what is he coming to do? V'heishiv Leiv Avos Al Banim V'Leiv Banim Al Avosam Pen Avo V'Kesi Es Aretz Chir. Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who's coming to be Meishiv Leiv Avos Al Banim V'Leiv Banim Al Avosam, to remake the coin of Avram Avinu, the Matbeya that has the Zakin and the Zakena and the Nar and the Basula together. That's Eliyahu Hanavi's job. That's what we're davening for every day when we say, bring Mashiach. Together with Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to be the one who's going to come. He's going to create that balance for us. So So what we're trying to change, what we're trying to push forward, and all of us have to be doing that. We're too young. Like Rav Freifeld said, who's old and who's young? So we have to be doing it. To be pushing forward, to change ourselves. But it has to be with an eye towards what came before. I know you're a little bit too young to give dating advice. I'll start to wrap up. I came from a place called Camp Hask. Some of you know that there's a joke over there is that Hask stands for Halachically Approved Shidduch Camp. There are many great people who found their spouses there. For those of you who went to Shalvim, or Waxman, I believe, and his wife were both in Camp Hask at the same time, saw a sign that he's coming here. I don't want to give anybody dating advice. But I'll just tell you what I did when I started dating. You know, people come to you, they ask you, what are you looking for? What do you want? A laundry list of things. What do I want? Take vanilla with a little, like, what? Human being. I said, you want to know what I want? I said, I'll tell you what I want. I want somebody who understands two things. I want someone who understands that I'm not perfect and they can be okay with that. And also knows that they're not perfect and they can be okay with that. But not just okay, but wanting to push forward. If it's a person who wants to grow and they're okay with the fact that I also want to grow and I'm not there yet, and they want to do that together, I'll give it a shot. Now, Baruch Hashem, it worked out pretty good. That's like pretty loose terms for like who you want to date. You could end up with a lot of different people. Baruch Hashem, it didn't take too long. I probably would have had to narrow it down if it like, I think it was like 3 or 4 people, something like that. But that's what we need in life. In our families that we're going to build. It's not that long, guys. Families that we're going to build. In our own avodah. If every person leaves here tonight, or stays here the whole night, huh? Whatever you want, stays here or leaves here and thinks, I don't have to look at myself as X because I'm so young, I could change that. No, so I'm in the equivalent of in a particular mood of still being in diapers in that mood. Can you imagine, I'm sorry to rant for a second, can you imagine if we're still all wearing like the Batman, you know, or Spider-Man tzitzis that we were wearing? A person can't stay in the same clothing forever. You can't stay in the same midos forever. Can't stay in the same way of looking at a pasuk in Chumash forever. A person has to evolve their way, their depth of understanding. It's not just getting better at it. It's pushing forward. It's completely revolutionizing the way we look at it. When all of that is founded on guidance which comes from people who did it before you, Rebbeim, parents, grandparents, even people who are just a few years older, you'd be surprised. Zaki and Zesha Kana Chachma. Zesha Kana Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us all. Whether we're 30, older than 30, whether we're 18, 19, 20, 21, maybe 22, 23, 24, 25, doesn't matter however old we are. Hashem should help us to have the courage and the resolve to push forward and the humility to be able to look back, to be young and to be old. Shabbos Kodesh is the time to push forward. Shabbos is coming very soon. Nesiv HaShalom says, Su'u es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. It's in this week's parsha as well. A person wants to raise their head. Shabbos is the Makor. It's the beginning of the new week. It's the end of the old week. It's exactly what we've been talking about. It's an opportunity to look within, to figure out how to change, and also to look back, spend time with your family, with people who are older than you. Nesiv HaShalom writes, Su'u es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. That if a person wants to know how to change themselves, you want to really enter into B'nei Yisrael, the higher name of the Jewish people, not Yaakov, which means the ankle, the lower name of the Jewish people. So Su'u es Rosh. Take the word Rosh and Su'u, raise it up. You know what comes after Resh? Shin, after Aleph. Bez, after... Get it? Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. Hashem should bless us with a Shabbos Kodesh, Mvorach, sweet Shabbos. Spend time together, learn from each other. And in the merit of our humility and our courage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the great day when Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Es Eliyahu Hanavi Lefnei Bo Hashem, Yom Hashem Agadol Vanora, Veheshev Lev Avos Albanim Vlev Banim Al Avosam, Hermin Amin Vamin. Shkoach.